this is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. King Ahab was one of the most godless kings that Israel had known. He enabled his wife, Isabel, to kill true prophets of God and facilitated the worship of Baal throughout the land. In 1 Kings chapter 20, we read that the forces of Syria had besieged Samaria, and that the king of Syria sent messengers to Ahab demanding his gold, his silver, his wives, and his children. After Ahab agreed to that demand, the messengers were sent again, saying that the king of Syria would also help himself to anything else that he wanted in the city. With the counsel of his elders, Ahab refused the latter request, so the Syrian forces prepared to attack. Just then, a true prophet of God approached the king of Israel with a word from the Lord that the Lord was going to deliver the great Syrian multitude into his hand. And indeed, some 7,000 men of Israel went out and routed the Syrian forces. Afterward, the prophet came to Ahab again and told him to strengthen himself and take note that the king of Syria would come up against him again in the spring. Although there is no mention in Scripture that Ahab did anything to prepare, the Lord, in defending his own honor, gave victory to Israel once again when the Syrian forces attacked in the spring. To make a long story short, Ahab continued in disobedience and lost his life 3 years later when he led Israel in an attack on Syria with the encouragement of false prophets. Perhaps I'll deal with that chapter tomorrow. I think that one moral that we can take away from this story today is that just because you are the recipient of God's blessings doesn't mean that you are right with God. Matthew 5:45 tells us that he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. 2 Timothy 2:13 tells us that even if we do not believe him, yet he remains faithful. God's mercy and blessings are not an indicator of his approval, but evidence of his love. God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God is patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, as we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It is his kindness, not his wrath, that leads us to repentance. We should thank God when things are going well, but let us not mistake his blessings as an opportunity for spiritual lethargy. He may be merciful to anyone, but according to Hebrews 11:6, he rewards those who diligently seek him. Now, go honor your king.